The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, earlier today on News Talk Breakfast, Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson on children, disability and equality, Claire Curran, spoke to Anton on childcare costs, calling for the government to deliver on their €200 a month childcare promise. Have a little listen to what she had to say.
Childcare was probably the hot topic of the last general election. Almost all parties made a commitment to €200 a month childcare. And if you look at the recent announcements that's been made on the fee reduction, that's a fee reduction to €183 a week, which is actually closer to €200 a week than €200 a month. So the truth is the roadmap is nowhere to be seen. We have significant and ongoing issues within the entire sector. And the truth is we can have a much better childcare sector for everyone if we address the issues that are there. And cost is just one of those issues for parents.
Okay. And for more on this, we're joined now by Eimear Curry, Fine Gael spokesperson on childcare. Good evening to you, Eimear. Claire Curran has a point, doesn't she? You did promise €200 a month, €50 a week. We're more like €200 a week at this point.
Hi, Ciara. Yes, government made the promise to reduce the cost of childcare to €200 per month. And that's what we're going to do. And that's what we're doing. And we've said that we would do it in a way that will build foundations for the future. Because as Claire has said herself and recognises, there are challenges in the sector. And that's why the Minister for Children is engaging with the sector and is running a consultation, a broad consultation this year. We've already seen the first part of an action plan, but the second part is due this year. And already this year, there have been 50 regional events and over 11,000 responses to the consultation. So this is a promise that we are absolutely determined to deliver over the lifetime of the government. Okay, one budget, we have another four.
Yeah, but we're almost at the halfway point. We're almost at 2 years of the government, and the bottom line is it's down to, I think, 700 and change per month now is where the cap is at, although some people are still paying apparently about 1,400 in places like Dublin. Like, when is it going to happen? Because you're still at multiples of where you would need to be to achieve €200 a month. And in the first 2 years of government, this is all you have achieved, a sort of a piddling reduction.
Okay, so I think if you've heard the Taoiseach talking about the budget that's coming up, if you listen to the government, they're making really clear how important childcare costs are in this forthcoming budget. And we have four budgets to get to the €200 per month. I would also say that we are making progress. There was an increase this year already of 125 million. We have doubled the childcare budget since 2020. We're now at over 1.5 billion. That is going towards parents and their subsidies. Mm-hmm. Yes, so the overall fees are coming down. Those are those people who are paying the highest amount of fees. Their fees are reducing. The subsidies have increased. Income subsidies have increased. So we are seeing progress, but I understand we have a way to go to get to the 200.
In fairness, Eimear, you absolutely do have a way to go, because you can say you've spent 1.5 billion. You can say all of those things, and I'm not arguing that they're not true. But it's still €734 a month is the cap. And if somebody, and that's capped at 45 hours. So if somebody is unfortunate enough to need 50 hours, for example, they might drop their kids off at 8 in the morning and not collect them till 6 in the evening, which would be quite standard for a lot of childcare places. There's no subsidy in those last 5 hours. So those people are hit paying up to like €958 per month. Like, that is a huge difference. That's five times what you said you were going to do over the lifetime of the government. And nobody really wants to hear. Yeah, I know you're saying you're all this, you know, consulting 11,000 consultations with people. People don't want to be consulted. They just want you to bring the price down.
But it is important that we have a viable plan because.
If you don't have a viable plan, why did you say you could do this when you were looking for votes?
Because we said that we were working on a roadmap that would be delivered over 5 years. There has been a reduction in fees for the people that are paying the highest fees.
Why is it capped at 45 hours? People who have to get childcare for 50 hours are to the pin of their collar and probably working long hours and probably commuting and probably stuck on the M50. Why did you cap it? Surely there shouldn't be a cap if somebody needs that much childcare to I suppose, support their careers.
The subsidies go beyond the 45 hours. It's just that the 45 hours is the most common full day cost. So that's the benchmark that's used. But for people who are paying above that, they are getting subsidies beyond 45 hours. But the point is, overall, it's coming down.
Okay, so are you saying, because you keep mentioning the lifetime of the government, we know what it's going to come down to because we have the cap from September. Is there going to be a different thing announced in October?
So overall, the promise is that we're going to get to €200 childcare fees.
So are you saying, and can you categorically say this to people who are listening now, that what's going to actually happen is in the second half of the lifetime of this government, that's where the heavy lifting is going to take place on childcare? Because it certainly hasn't happened in the first half.
But we're also going to see it in the forthcoming budget as well. Going by the promises that are being made by the government in relation to budget 2027, the Taoiseach is focusing on the income tax package. He's very much calling out everyday costs like childcare that's going to reduce the household budget.
Okay,
So the plan is we've got the budget 2027 that's coming up in October, but we also need a long-term plan for childcare.
Okay,
we have to make sure that we're investing in the foundations of childcare.
So to be clear, Eimear, because there's people sitting in their cars and in their kitchens now who this is very important to, and indeed in their offices or wherever their workplace is. So you're saying that the €734 a month per child from September, that cap on childcare costs, that's going to be further lowered in October. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what we have at the moment, and look, that's a really good question, because in last year's budget, what happened was, but the people that were paying the most in childcare fees, they were having their fees reduced. But what has been discussed by the government in terms of setting out priorities for budget 2027 is that childcare is obviously a cost that is impacting families everywhere. My family, lots of families,
sure.
and we all want to see a reduction in childcare. So what I'm hoping to see, and that I'm hopeful we will see, is more universal cutting of costs when it comes to childcare.
So are you saying, Eimear, in order to cut the costs of people who pay less for childcare, you aren't going to cut the costs for people who pay most for childcare? How is that fair on any level?
But I think we're doing both, Ciara. So we've already, for this year and the last year's budget, we've already reduced the cost of childcare for people who are paying the most. But it has to go beyond that. In order to get to €200 per month childcare, we have to reduce the cost of childcare for everybody. So that means increasing subsidies.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. And so are you saying that's what's going to happen? So we're going to see increased subsidies beyond this cap of 734 in September. We're going to see increased subsidies in October.
Well, that is what the Taoiseach and the government are signalling their intention, and I'm very hopeful that we will see progress in that area. But
you are the Fine Gael spokesperson on childcare, so do you know this or do you not know this?
So I spent a lot of time advocating for it, but I know that we're not going to get to €200 per month in one budget. We have four more budgets. And I also know that we have significant challenges in the sector. So we have to make sure that in addition to increasing subsidies or reducing the cost of childcare fees, that we're also increasing supply, that we're increasing capacity.
Okay.
And we're doing that through the state-led programme.
We're
doing it through supporting providers, because core funding is a relatively new program of partnership with providers.
Okay.
We need to strengthen that partnership and make sure that they're viable and that that we are working with them in relation to supply and, importantly, in relation to quality.
Okay, so just one last question for you. And I did ask you this earlier, but I am unclear on the answer. So you've been talking about the lifetime of the government. You've been saying that they've only had one budget, etc. So you are saying if we are going to, if I'm understanding you correctly, that we're going to get to €200 per month by the end of the lifetime of this government. So the heavy lifting is going to be done over the latter half of the lifetime of this government. And we are going to see very large increases in the cuts to childcare, because that's the only way we could now reach the target of €200. Is that what you're saying?
So what the minister has committed to is that this reduction in fees needs to be guided by an overall plan for childcare that takes into consideration the issues I've outlined. And that we're going to see that towards the end of this year. But that we can't wait around for that roadmap to see a reduction in costs now. And that's why I think the childcare subsidies are such a priority in this forthcoming budget. But yes, then we're going to see a significant reduction in fees over the lifetime of the government.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Emer Curry there, Fine Gael spokesperson on childcare.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.